Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fine. You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all. And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Hey, my friend Kevin Corrigan that was on the podcast a while ago, one of my childhood friends, we're telling stories. This is probably a couple of years ago. He's got a book out. I plugged it a couple of weeks ago. It's back in stock. It's called Dirty Days, True New York City Bar and Rock Stories. It's a great book about him being a bouncer in New York City, being in a rock band. He's gotten into 300 fist fights. All of his stories revolve around being drunk. It's really funny, good stories. It's back in stock on Amazon. Dirty Days, the true New York City Bar and Rock Stories. Kevin Patrick Corrigan. Check it out if you can. Website to send anything is florentine@barstoolsports.com. Tour dates are on jimflorentine.com. Check out Instagram and Twitter is Everybody is Awful. You could follow on Instagram. That girl Tay that's working with the podcast helped me out is posting a bunch of stuff. She does the lip sync stuff and all that other. So follow Everybody's Awful on Instagram and Everybody Awful on Twitter. And yeah, I think that's it. All right. Chandler sent this in. Jim, this is a woman in her 50s sharing shit like this. She posted it on Facebook. And it says, "You can't blame anyone else if you fall in your driveway. That's your own asphalt." Why, first of all, why would you blame anyone else if you fell in your driveway? Who else would you blame? Your neighbor? Your cousin that lives two states away? Why would you blame anyone else if you fell in your driveway? Unless maybe your kid left a toy in the driveway and you slipped on it, you didn't see it, or something like that. But other than that, why would you blame anyone else? Would you go into work that day and go in your boss's office and blame him for slipping in your own driveway? Twelve people like this. Well, there's something wrong with those 12 people. A woman in her 50s should not be posting stuff like this. 10-year-old kids maybe in a thread, in a text thread, might be doing stuff like this. And even that, they'd be like, that's stupid. You can't blame anyone else if you fall in your driveway. That's your own asphalt. You know, someone started with these corny jokes, these little puns and these play on words, put them on Facebook, and now everybody searches them out somewhere. Maybe, I don't know where they get them from. They come up with them. They've heard them before. And then everyone else thinks, this is what I need to do. If people come to my page, you're going to be entertained. Nobody is by entertained by that. You know what reaction that gets? Oh, that's the reaction that gets.
Oh, I get it. That's what that gets. You're not entertaining anybody. Nobody likes that. Those 12 people that like that just did it out of sympathy. They like you as a person. They didn't like that joke at all. And here's something that never happened. This woman writes, I work at a bookstore, and a few weeks ago, a little black boy. that's funny. A few weeks ago, a little black boy came in wearing a Spider-Man shirt. I asked him who his favorite Spider-Man was. He replied, Peter Parker. I told him mine was Miles. He didn't know who Miles was, so I took him to see the cover of a book with Miles on it. I watched a look of confusion come over his face. He looked at me and said, but he's black. I said, yeah, Spider-Man is black in those comics. His eyes got big, and he grabbed the comics from my hand before running off yelling, Mom, Mom, Spider-Man looks like me. Spider-Man looks like me. This is posted by a guilty white person that has to show that she is not racist at all and she has a big heart. If the black kid is wearing a Spider-Man shirt, you don't think he doesn't know there's a black Spider-Man? This woman just wants everyone to know that even though she's white, she did a really nice thing for, as she calls him, a black boy. That's all it is. Like, his mom didn't say, hey, you know, there's a black Spider-Man too. There is, and then he knew. But you're wonderful. You just want to let everybody know, hey, I'm not racist. It's not me. Look what I did. Today is awful. Dating sites. There's a couple dating stories a couple guys sent in. One sent a while ago. These are actually like almost 3 years old that I'm finally getting to. The experiences they've had on these dating sites. Joe sent this in. He goes, Jim, first of all, he goes, as a side note, I'm 23 years old and already so tired of online dating. It's a necessary evil if you want to get laid a lot, but goddamn, it's brutal out there. Thanks for being as much of a whiny bitch as me. that's funny, Joseph. So he matches, he goes, okay, he goes, a few days ago, I matched with this girl on Tinder. That's one of the dating sites. I asked her out. We made plans to get a drink in a couple of days. We keep talking through the app and eventually start talking about music. She asked me for a few of my favorite bands, so I tell her Black Sabbath, Nirvana, The Stooges, and Dr. Dre. She tells me that she's never listened to any of them. I think, no problem, we don't have the same taste in music. Most people my age don't. I have more important stuff to worry about anyway. We keep talking, and eventually she mentions being a fan of Kendrick Lamar. I know you don't follow hip-hop much, but Dr. Dre is actually better known as a producer than a rapper. So I let the girl know that Dr. Dre was actually an executive producer on a couple of Kendrick Lamar albums. I thought this would be a great way to relate to an artist that she said she never listened to with something she actually likes. She responds with, I know, with a smiley face. And I assume that's all there is to say about the topic. I put a heart on her comment just to let her know I appreciate her knowledge, and then proceeded to ask her another question about herself. Instead of answering my question, she goes, so you're not going to address the mansplain? Oof. If you don't know, mansplaining is a term in third wave feminism that essentially means that a man assumes all women are stupid and explains obvious shit to them. It's basically a horseshit term these cunts made up to have an excuse to get offended anytime a man tries to have a conversation with them. I responded with, there's nothing to address. Have a great fucking day. I waited until she saw that message and then unmatched a bitch. I've seen that before. I've seen it. You know, you're not allowed, if you're a man, especially like on TV, one of those, you know, those talking head shows where there's four different people talking on a TV screen. If you're a man, you're not allowed to tell a woman, no, this is how it goes. Like if some woman on the NFL Network says, you know, Peyton Manning was to didn't get picked in the second round. One of the men on there, even though he was number one overall pick in the first round, can't go. No, that's wrong. Okay, you're wrong. That he went the first pick overall. That's where he went. I don't know where you got the second round. Or just even trying to explain it nicely, that's considered like, okay, that means I'm stupid. So if a woman doesn't understand what you're talking about, if you explain it to her, you're basically sexist, is what they're trying to say. The people that do that. So you're not even allowed to correct a woman if she's wrong. No wonder he got rid of her. Good. You don't want anyone that right off the bat. You just make a conversation through text. You want to explain the mansplain? No, I don't. Goodbye. That's beautiful he did that. He's 23 years old. Well, that's like 3 years old, so now he's 26. Jordan sent this one, and this one he sent a while back in, too. Look, I'm reading these because this is, you know, this is what's going on out there. This is the craziness, the weirdos you're going to meet. You don't know anything about their past. You don't know anything about these people. You know, you go in to meet them for the first time, and sometimes they show what a mess they are, even on the first date. So this guy, Jordan, he goes, Jim, I knew of this girl through some people. She's pretty good looking. She was previously married and only had been divorced for 6 months when she sent me a Facebook Messenger request and asked me to meet for drinks. So she sought this guy out. I started seeing red flags when every time I mentioned a bar, a grill, or a restaurant, she'd go, yeah, anywhere else you could think of? And eventually, I picked a place and she said, that's fine. We meet up at this place, a good bar, grill here in town, and she's just sitting in the car, spraying perfume, doing makeup. Keep in mind, she just got ready 5 minutes ago at home. I'm standing next to the car just waiting as she's been keep spraying shit all over, checking her mirror, more lipstick, more eyeliner. Sees me and just keeps doing it. I'm like, all right, whatever. She gets out of the car and she's wearing one of those rompers. Oof, or whatever that one-piece thing is. He goes, I immediately thought of your podcast. I remember ripping apart. I remember my son coming on and saying something. I forget what about the romper of guys wearing them a while back. He goes, we were at the bar and she is talking about herself 100% of the time, ordering drink after drink, isn't really interested in me, just keeps talking about who she knows, attorneys, real estate people. At this point, I'm just agreeing and nodding the whole time. That's when you know right there, if someone just keeps talking about themselves, they're full of themselves. It's going to be all about them. You got to see the sign right away. Even if you're quiet. If you're a quiet person, if they just keep talking and bragging, I know this person, I know this, just that's a sign right there. That if you get in a relationship with them, it's going to be all about them and nothing about you. He goes, then out comes her cell phone and she's open Snapchat. We start taking, he wrote, a selfie. He goes, I immediately thought of the podcast again. That's great that this guy's on a date with this girl and he's thinking of the podcast twice already. He goes, she must have taken 50, maybe 60 photos over the course of the night while fixing her hair differently in each photo. Ugh, what a disaster already. And her Facebook and Instagram is about 2,000 photos of just herself. Eventually, this big drunk dude, a good old boy sitting next to us, goes, hey, is that one of them Bromphims? She turned around and bitched this guy out and corrected him. It's rompers. Do I look like a guy? And then stormed off to the bathroom. I turned to the guy, go, hey, man, I'm sorry. She was rude to you. I don't really know this chick. I'm about ready to get the hell out of here. And he was cool and understanding. So right there, this girl could have started a fight with some big dude over it. And this guy that's on a first date with this girl is going to have to defend her. So then this guy is going to wind up getting fucking punched out in a bar. Because of this woman mouthing off to the guy. He He goes, just when I was telling her I have to get up super early for work, I'm going to call it a night. She says, you want to come back to my place and hang out? She warned me. I said, yeah, why not? She warns me ahead and says, okay, sorry, my house is going to be a wreck and probably smells like a dog. I have 3 German shepherds. He goes, so I'm already dreading it. He goes, I went to her house, I ring the doorbell, and there's 3 big dogs go nuts. She's like, come in, sorry for the smell, let me put them out back. As soon as I said, it's fine, the overwhelming smell of dirty dogs and shit choked me. I could not even breathe in there. I pulled my shirt over my nose and was squinting. I'm a realtor and handled foreclosed homes for a bank, and I've been in hundreds of rundown vacant houses, and I've never smelled anything that concentrated awful. The house will have to be repainted and flooring replaced before she sells it. It'll still smell like a dog. Fast forward, she goes, let's go into my room. Otherwise, they won't stop barking a claw in the back door if we sit in the den. So the bedroom is where they actually sleep, so the smell is even worse. She starts spraying Febreze everywhere and lighting candles. What a mess. See the lengths of a guy that will try to get laid? That will try to get a blowjob? He's still hanging in there. You got to give this guy credit. He could have just said, look, I got to get out of here. This isn't for me. So now it's dog hair and shit mixed with strong scented fruity spray. That's the worst. When you spray, someone sprays Febreze after someone just took a shit in a bathroom and it stinks. That's the worst spray ever. That's the worst smell ever. Or even Lysol is just brutal. He goes, the amount of dog hair on our love seat and our bed was insane. I was already starting to get itchy from laying in her bed. We finally start to make out. The dogs are still barking from the rear patio. She keeps getting up and going out there. Hey, Dakota, shut up. Then comes back in bed. We start kissing and dogs start up again. Keep in mind, these are 70 to 80 pound dogs. So she says, let's watch Game of Thrones. And she turns up the volume super loud and we could still hear the dogs crying and barking. So then we turn off Game of Thrones and she turns on her Alexa to which music? You named it reggae. We keep making out. My shirt is off. Then she got up again to go out and shush the dogs. This went on for 2 hours until I finally threw in the towel and go, look, I got to get up early. I went home and showered and threw my Febreze soaked dog haired covered clothes in the wash. Needless to say, we did not go out again. And then he found out that the chick was a train wreck and she's gotten banned from every bar. That's why she couldn't go to him. There was only one left. He goes, I'm sorry for the length of this, but I love your podcast. It was howling and laughing when you were telling the story about the dogs. That's beautiful. Yeah, I remember telling a story about this a while ago, but I mean, this guy hung in there, and he's a realtor, like he said, so he's been in these houses where it smells really nasty. And those dogs are mad because they're locked out. They're not allowed to roam. They might think that, you know, the guy might be hurting a girl. They want to protect her. A mess. And just cranking Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's really going to get you in the mood. You're laying in dog hair. The place smells like shit. And Game of Thrones is cranking in the background. All right, let's get to it. These dating sites. This woman posted, some of these you have to fill in the blanks on stuff, and one was a best travel story. So she filled in the blank on a best travel story. She wrote, finally made it to Europe for the first time in 2019. A story better told over a glass of wine. Why does it have to be over a glass of wine? I just can't drink a bottle of water and hear your dumb story. So you made it to Europe for the first time in 2019. What's this crazy story? One of your flights got canceled? Whoa, that's pretty crazy. Let me guess. You tried to go in 2017, but you're supposed to go with your husband, and a week before, he came and said he wanted a divorce. We had to cancel that trip. 2018, I was going to go by myself, but then I wound up getting sick. I wound up getting mono. And I was in bed for friggin' 21 days. I couldn't go. But 2019, I finally was going to go. And then the flight got canceled. And I had to wait another day. They put me up in a hotel, the airline, next to the airport. And then the next day, that flight, I had to take a connecting flight. And then I was stuck in, you know, in London in the airport for 8 hours because that second flight was delayed. I was only supposed to have a 2-hour layover. It wound up being 8. Whoa. Are you serious? Wow. Let's open another bottle of wine. Tell me what happened when you finally got... when you finally got to your destination. Let's get another bottle of wine first. That's crazy. It's not that crazy. It really isn't. People's travel plans get canceled all the time. They get moved around. Shit comes up. You put it off. It's not that crazy. Imagine sitting there and, you know, you go meet this girl. Oh, yeah, so in your profile, you said you finally made it to Europe for the first time in 2019. Let's get a bottle of wine or a glass of wine. Okay, so now tell me. Wait, let me get my wine first before you start the story. Okay, so what was it? And then she tells you that. You're like, that's it? That's it? That's your story. Yeah, I really needed that glass of wine because other than that, it wouldn't have made sense. Never heard anything like that before. That someone's plans change. That's crazy. Imagine if the plane had to make an emergency landing. What would you go? Wow, we need vodka for this story. We got to do shots of vodka before I get into this story. How we flew, you know, I was flying from Kansas City and we had to make an emergency landing in New York because someone, they thought someone was having a heart attack on the plane. Whoa. Yeah, let's get vodka for that story. And then once they landed the ambulance, you know, they came on, they took him off the plane. He was fine. And we took off an hour later. Whoa. Yep. Let's get more vodka. Then what happened? The plane went back up in the air. Here's another woman. Yeah, on one of these sites. I'm not sure when it is. It might be Hinge. You fill in for my greatest strength. And then you fill in the blank on this one. And this one, she's really funny. She writes, I can make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's her greatest strength, that she can make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. An adult woman that's 41 years old, wants to let you know that she can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's her greatest strength, being able to make a sandwich with two ingredients in it. You realize that's just one notch above being able to make it through the day without shitting your pants? I make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This looks like something you'd post on a pedophile dating site. Like that could lure a kid in and go, oh man, I love peanut butter and jelly. This woman knows. And what's a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich? When you take a bite out of it, does it call you an asshole? Hey, asshole, take a bigger bite. Is that what a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich is? You realize your greatest strength is something a 5-year-old can do? Maybe you're not trying hard enough in your life if that's your greatest strength is to make a, put peanut butter, spread peanut butter on both piece of bread and then put some jelly on and then put the sandwich together. Maybe you're not really motivated to do anything else in your life if that's what your greatest strength is. I don't know anyone who's ever had a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know anyone that's bit into it and goes, man, this is a mean sandwich. Wow, this is good. When you eat that kind of sandwich, you know exactly what you're getting. No one takes a bite. Nobody. Go, wow, how did you make this? I got two pieces of bread and spread peanut butter and jelly on it and put the two pieces together. Wow. I don't know what you did. I've had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before, but this one is mean. Tell your friends, yeah, I went out with this girl the other night. I met her on one of those dating sites. How are her pictures? Her pictures are all right, but I really liked her profile. She wrote in that her greatest strength is she can make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, I got to go out with this chick. Never met anybody that could do that. You see all these trendy, like, coffee shops. They have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the menu. Yeah, there's that. I used to love that as a kid. Yeah, let me have that. I've seen that in those stupid stores before. I got peanut butter. Yeah, I'm going to get, let me get the peanut butter and jelly sandwich so I can go back to when I was like 7 years old and my mom made me a sandwich for fucking school. Phil sent this one in. This woman's 25 years old. Her profile, this is her profile. I'm 5'2 with a 6'3 attitude. I'm funny as fuck. Probably going to roast you. Not sure what I'm looking for, but interested in figuring it out. Adventures. I have a daughter who is my world because that matters to some. I'm a workaholic. I'm a degenerate. I'm just trying to find my ye to my haw. Oof. But keep finding my hell to my gnaw. Oof. Just trying to find my ye to my haw, but keep finding my hell to my gnaw. And you're telling me you're funny as fuck? You're corny as fuck, I'll give you that. Nothing funny in there. I don't even know where to start with this one. What's a 6'3 attitude? She's 5'2, but she's got a 6'3 attitude. She's at work and she's giving someone an attitude, and one of the women goes, you know, for someone short, how tall are you? 5'2? You have a 6'3 attitude. What the fuck does that mean? Yeah, I'm funny as fuck. I'm probably going to roast you. Yeah, that's great. If a guy wanted this, he'd date Jeffrey Ross, the king of the roast. That's what they would do. Yeah, that's what every guy's looking for. Yeah. Does anyone really want to date someone that's threatening to roast you? You want to take this girl out, get something to eat, get laid, and she's doing 10 minutes on how big your nose is. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. That's going to get me in a mood. And just remember, anyone that says they're funny as fuck isn't. They're actually annoying as fuck, and they're just going to get pissed when you don't laugh at their corny jokes. Be prepared to fake laugh a lot when you're around this woman. Just remember that everything she says, if you don't laugh back, oh, whoa, whoa, tough crowd. Whoa, wow. Wow, okay. You know, someone's in a bad mood. I was joking. Wow, all right, I guess you didn't get that one. That's what you're going to get every time. How annoying is that? I had this woman one time do it that I met, I barely knew. And I remember taking her to one of my comedy shows. And the whole time, she's like throwing these, like trying to make some jokes or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, 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 right. Like look at that sign, what was it? I forget what the sign was. Stop, get ticket. It was going on like the turnpike, the New Jersey Purple. Stop and get ticket. He's like, who would stop and get a ticket? I'm going to keep driving. And I go, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, well, they do it at the turnpike. They give you a ticket. No, I know. I was making a joke. I was making a joke like, you know, someone really going to stop and get a ticket from a cop? Is it, you know, that's what I was trying to say. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. I thought, yeah, I was just saying that they have a ticket system before, way before Easy Pass, where you get the ticket and you give it to the next toll guy when you get off. Okay, yeah, no, I was making a joke, and then it went on and on. Well, oh, well, okay, I guess that wasn't funny. Well, you're a comedian. I thought, it, you know, I thought you laugh at that. And then how do you, and then you go, well, it's not, I didn't find that funny. I go, I don't laugh at everything. You know, I might smile or something like that, but I'm not. How annoying was it? And I can guarantee you this woman is too. I'm going to roast you for 10 minutes. But if you roast her, imagine if a guy put that in his profile. Hey, I'm going to roast you when I meet you. Just know that. I'm probably going to roast you. A woman's, oh, let me sign up for that. Let me see, make fun of me. You know, they got a little, my ass is a little fat. This is going to be great. I can't wait to meet this guy. Then she says she has a daughter who is her world. And she wants to let everybody know that, you know, her daughter is her world because that matters to some. So that matters to her, maybe not other people, but she wants to let everyone know that her daughter is her world. And the next two things she writes is that she's a workaholic and a degenerate. So if she's a workaholic, that means she's always busy with work. So how much time does she leave to hang with her daughter when she's a workaholic? How often does she see her daughter? And she says she's a degenerate, which probably means she likes to, you know, hang out, smoke weed, drink, do drugs. So when she's not working, she's drinking and smoking weed and fucking around with guys. I don't know. It doesn't sound like her daughter has much to do with her fucking world, as she says. Just trying to find the ye to my haw, but keep finding my hell to my gnaw. If she really is a workaholic, she ought to work harder and not writing dumb poems that don't make any sense. But you're a great mom. Your daughter is your world. Even though you're a workaholic and a degenerate, you're wonderful. Russell from Colorado sent this one in. This woman takes a picture of herself walking on a trail. And she writes, active female who likes getting high, seeks handsome gear with similar altitude for good time adventures. Me, I have cold hands and a warm heart. You, warm and fuzzy on the inside with an impenetrable exterior, and even gale force winds can't penetrate. Color doesn't matter, only that we find the perfect fit. All I ask is that you comfort and protect me from invisible forces that threaten to take my fingers at 14,000 feet. And then she writes on the bottom, for the less clever or professional colleagues amongst us, I am referring to altitude and not drugs when I said getting high. Oof. So this girl likes to hike. And Russell writes, I hope she gets eaten by a mountain lion. That's great. I'm not sure if this chick loves the outdoors or she's just homeless. Do you really want to spend all the time hiking in the mountains with the chick you just started going out with? I'd rather wait a few months before I see somebody I'm dating take a shit behind a bush. That's just me. You know, when you start a new relationship, you're expecting to get laid, not frostbite. Yeah, instead of buying condoms, I'm going to have to buy hiking boots with this broad. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You want to go first date? Yeah, let's go for a hike. Yeah, what if I don't like you 10 minutes in? I got to go turn around? Cold hands, warm heart. Okay, what temperature is your pussy then? I don't want to be fucking you and feel like I stuck my dick in an ice bucket. Yeah, that's great. You got cold hands. That's good to know. So every time you touch my dick with your freezing hands, it's going to shrivel up. That's awesome. All I ask is that you comfort and protect me from invisible forces that threaten to take my fingers at 14,000 feet. The only thing I want to be doing at 14,000 feet is flying somewhere that has a beach. You want to know the best way to protect you from those invisible forces? How about staying home and watching Netflix like most other people do, right? Instead of being on top of a mountain dying from hypothermia. So, you know, I guess we got to get to the top of the mountain just so we can get a picture to post on social media, right? Why don't you save the time and just get airlifted to the top of the fucking mountain, get your picture, and go home? I'm sure there's some helicopter place you can rent. They'll drop you off. Like at the Grand Canyon, go those helicopter rides. Yeah, just take me to the top of the mountain. Let me get out. Let's get a quick picture, and we can get back home. Saves us from climbing a mountain and then going back down. I love how she had to add at the end that high meant altitude and not drugs. Yeah, we figured it out. We kind of figured it out by the way you were beating us over the head with your dumb mountain climbing references. Yeah, I have a feeling that any girl that brags that she's very active and climbs mountains is probably not going to be a pothead. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Dwayne sent this one in. This woman's 27 years old. She works at a gas station. She's straight. And she writes, "Hey, new here. I'm from South Carolina. Just because I moved from the South, don't get it twisted. I am not a country girl. I am originally from St. Louis." Okay, so you're from the Midwest. Okay, you're not from the South, but you're from the Midwest. There's the difference there. Whoa. Okay, sorry. "I have a newborn son. I don't get much time to myself. So for right now, I'm just trying to get to know some people. I love to get a part-time D friend." I guess that's a dick friend. "LOL. But that don't guarantee you some ass just because you like my pictures. I'm a sexual, passionate female, not a sleazy bitch. I'm not the type you gotta lie to. Be straight up with me and you'll get the same." Wow, a gas station attendant with a newborn baby. Does it get any hotter than that? You know, when a girl writes in her profile that she's not a sleazy bitch, that means she probably is. "I'm not a country girl." Yeah, I don't know. If you buy, you know, in your bio you wrote unwed mother, works at a gas station and from Missouri. Yeah, you know what? You might be a country girl. You sound like you are. Oof. You know, when you see the amount of bad life choices this woman has already made, going online to find someone to fuck you right after you gave birth definitely fits the pattern. She's got a newborn. That's great. You know, she might want to wait a little while before getting back out there. Imagine if the guy has to come to her place. He's going to have to fuck her in between baby naps. If that baby wakes up in the middle of it and starts screaming, no way you don't lose your erection. You know, and if you could still fuck her with that infant crying in the background, you really should do porn. Because that makes him for some great concentration. Like, this guy can focus. He doesn't give a shit what's going on. He doesn't care that there's five people in the room, three camera crews, a guy holding a mic, and the director. He doesn't give a shit. That's all right. That's what's out there. You know, she's got a newborn and she works in a gas station and she's looking for some dick. But just because you like her pictures, she's not going to send you nude pictures. She's not a sleazy bitch. I don't know how old that newborn is. But she wants to let you know, hey, I'm just looking for some dick. And I'm not a country girl. Even though I don't know if she works inside the store, she pumps the gas, but that's okay. She's great. All right, this woman, it's a white woman, probably like in her mid-40s. It's a regular looking, kind of cute, right? That's her picture. And in a questionnaire on her dating profile, it says, the one thing you should know about me is, and she filled in the blank, ordinary looking middle-aged white woman. I am the president of the fun club. Ooh. Are you? You're the president of the fun club? Ick. You know, this is the exact type of woman that would start an awful Facebook game. You know, because she's president of the fun club. Who anointed you that title? Who? Like, if there was an election, I would vote for anybody but you. Anybody. I'd be going door to door convincing people not to vote for this woman. I go, look, she thinks that having her friends come over and drink wine and color eggs is fun. You really want to vote for a person like this? Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible. Mark me down for the other candidate running against her. That's what I would do. I'd knock door to door. This woman says she's president of the fun club. Does she look like she's fun? Here's her Facebook page. I want to know what the rules for somebody to be a member of a fun club is. I bet, I don't know, let me guess. It involves drinking a lot of shitty wine, hanging up dumb signs in your living room and kitchen. We're going over to Marcy's today to decorate her kitchen. Her husband just left her, and we're changing everything. We're coming in with signs. We're going to go to Hobby Lobby, and we're going to get a lot of motivational signs. We're going to start hanging, and we're going to make a beach theme. We're going to bring over a bottle of wine and my little toolbox, and we're going to hang pictures and have a little party. That's part of the fun club. Because her husband just left her, and we're going to hang all this stuff all over the kitchen and in the hallway. We're going to change this place. He had his stuff up. We're taking all that down. We're throwing that in the trash. Yeah. And we're going to take a picture of it, and then we're going to hang our live, love, laugh. And we're going to make it a beach theme, this way to the beach. And we're going to make a sign like that, and we're going to point it towards the door. Even though we live 32 miles away from the beach, it's this way to the beach. Is it? Okay, good. It's going to be a fun day. But meanwhile, you know, that woman's husband just left her. So when, you know, the president of the fucking fun club leaves and all of her girlfriends leaves, you know, she has to go put her head on a pillow and think about what she's going to do. How are they going to, you know, this whole divorce, and this wasn't what she planned. And she was hoping her life, you know, she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with her husband, and everyone loves the husband. And the guy just fucking got up and left and started dating his secretary and left her. And she doesn't even know if she's going to be able to make it. Now, she might even have to sell a house and move into a condo. The house that she thought she'd be in the rest of her life. But don't worry, those signs you hung up in the kitchen. You know, this way to the beach, live, love, laugh. You know, coffee is my crack. You know, those kind of things. Get out of my way. I need my coffee first. Whatever the fuck you're hanging in your house. That's going to make her life better. Because she's not going to think about all that other stuff when you guys leave. Those signs are really going to help her out. That's how she got through her divorce. She'll go on a talk show. She'll go on Good Morning America and let everyone know. Next up, we have a woman who has an amazing story how she went through a divorce that she never saw coming in a million years, had the perfect marriage, the perfect family, and her husband just got up one day, and how she recovered and is a different person today. And then she's on the air. Yeah, my friend, who's the president of the fun club, came over and we hung Live, Love, Laugh and other fucking motivational signs in my kitchen, and we made a beach theme. And it got me through all those hard nights. So all you got to do is go to Hobby Lobby. Fucking go pick up some shit. Put some fake sand down. Yeah, this is going to be fun. And then you get over everything. Just read those signs every morning. You know, get out of my way. I need my coffee. You know, yeah, that helped you through it. Get out of my way. There's no one left in your house. Remember, your husband left you and he took the kids. So there's nobody in your way. Just go drink your fucking coffee.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.